Hiding a secret mission. What was it? I'm sorry, but I can't reveal that information to the general public. Yeah, but I'm not a general. I'm Drover, just plain old Drover. And I won't tell anybody. Well, maybe it wouldn't hurt. I paced back to him. Okay, I'll tell you, but you must promise to believe my story. Yeah, but what if I don't believe it? Tell me what it is so I can decide if I believe it, and then you can tell me the story. I gave that some thought. Okay, I guess that might work. I glanced over both shoulders and continued. You thought I was up on top of the car to keep the sky from falling, right? Well, that was just a ridiculous yarn to cover my true purpose. Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. Exactly. The truth is, I went up there to cure a bad case of the hiccups. His eyes brightened. Oh, yeah, you had the hiccups. I remember now. Right. You see how it all fits together? I had been attacked by this fit of hiccuping, and, well, everybody knows that altitude will cure hiccups, right? I didn't know that. That's my point. Everybody but you knows that altitude will cure hiccups, and now even you know it. Hensley, everybody knows it. And you believe my story, right? Well, you know, Drover, you swore an oath to believe my story, and I'm going to hold you to it. Well, okay. I guess it worked, because you're not hiccuping anymore. Right, exactly. If it worked, it must be true. Suddenly, a new thought entered my mind. Heh, a nasty little idea. You know, Drover, it wouldn't hurt you to go through the hiccup cure yourself. His eyes went blank. You mean, crawl up on Sally Mae's car? Yes, exactly. Look what it did for me. It got you spanked with a broom. Drover, that was part of the curative process. It's called broomotherapy, and it cures hiccups every time. Yeah, but I don't have hiccups. I began easing him toward the door. Drover, if you take the cure now, it will give you immunity later on, like a vaccination. Gosh, no fooling. Trust me. Lately, I've been worried about your health. Gosh, that's nice. Right, and vaccinations are a very important element in our overall health program. I'm sure you'll agree with that. Well, yeah, I guess so. We had reached the door. Great. Let's run up to the house and get this out of the way. You'll be very glad, believe me. Gosh, thanks, Hank. I really appreciate this. And with that, we wiggled through the door and sprinted up to the house. Maybe you think I was pulling a mean trick on the runt and trying to get him in trouble with Sally Mae. Not at all. It had suddenly occurred to me that if Drover got caught on top of the car, it would... How can I say this? It would spread some of the blame around. That is, it would take some of the attention away from my, troubling episode. See, I've never been the kind of dog who wanted or needed to hog all the attention. Some dogs do, you know. If they're not in the spotlight all the time, they're miserable. Not me. I've always been a firm believer in sharing. I believe in sharing the good times, the triumphs, the rewards, the moments of glory. So it's only right and natural that we need to share the bad times too, right? And don't forget that Sally Mae's broom actually did cure my hiccups. So the part about the vaccination wasn't just baloney. And I really had been worried about Drover's health, no kidding. He'd been looking very white and pale. Okay, his natural color was white, but still, he'd been looking sickly, is the point. And you know how dangerous hiccups can be to a dog who's already in a sickly and weakened condition. So I'm sure you'll agree that there was nothing mean or hateful in this plan. Although, I must admit, that I had a little trouble hiding my laughter when I... when I thought about the little mutt sitting on top of the... But the point is that I was doing this for Drover's own good. And the fact that it might turn out to be a lot of fun was just, well, icing under the bridge. We trotted past the gas tanks, past Emerald Pond, and up the hill to the gravel drive. There sat Sally Mae's car, just where I had left it. It was the same clean car, only now it had a few, well, dog prints on the hood and roof. And a scratch or two on the paint job. That would soon change. We stopped in front of the car. I could see that Drover was excited about going through the anti-hiccup therapy. I pointed to the car. Well, here we are. Oh, goody, I can hardly wait. You know, I've always hated hiccups. They make me sound goofy. I understand. But after today, it'll never be a problem again. Oh, boy. So I just hop up on the hood. Right. Hop up on the hood, then climb on up to the... Drover stared at me. His jaw dropped and his eyes widened. You just hiccuped. I did not. Yeah, I think you did, because I heard it. And if you're still hiccuping, it means rubbish. I was misquoted, Drover. It happens all the time. He began backing away. You know, I think I'll... He turned and ran away as fast as his legs would carry him. Drover, come back here. This is about sharing. Drover, I'm ordering you to. Drover, come back here. He highballed it straight to the machine shed and disappeared inside the little weenie. And we didn't see him again for the next hour. Oh, well. A guy tries to help his friends and to share his life with others. And if they won't accept it, there's not much you can do about it. If Drover was too selfish to share the bad times with me, then he wasn't much of a friend to start with. And he could just go through the rest of his life without immunity to the dreaded hiccup virus. And the next time he came down with a case of hiccups, I would be the first to remind him of his... Have we ever done hiccup tango? Maybe not, because we save it for very special occasions. But maybe we should do it. Here, listen to this.